certain times for a reduced rate. The Stanley Boyd School Board has approved a resolution to put a $23 million referendum on the April ballot. In a press release, District Administrator Jeff Koenig said the funds would be used for a new gymnasium, the relocation of the district office, and the construction of one central cafeteria. If passed on the April ballot, homeowners would pay approximately $94 extra per year per $100,000 in property. Koenig also noted a community survey in November showed 60% support. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. We're your first choice for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Don't wish it away. Don't look at it like it's forever. Between you and me, I could honestly say that things can only get better. Before you and me run to the place in our hearts where we hide. And I guess that's why they call it the blues. Time on my hands, good time spent with you. Laughing like children, living like love. Just stare into space, picture my face in your hands. Live for each second without hesitation, and never forget I'm your man. Wait on me, girl, cry in the night if it helps.
CFW.
This ain't no disco. It ain't no country club either. This is LA.
All I wanna do is have a little fun before I die. Says the man next to me, out of nowhere. It's apropos of nothing. He says his name is William. I'm sure he's Bill or Billy or Mac or Buddy. Me.
This is 105.7 CFW. This is fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Seymour. This is 105.7 CFW.
I closed my eyes and I slept away. music, forget the day, and dream of a girl I used to know. I close my eyes and she slipped away.
This is 105.7 CFW.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that hurt you, and you'd stay. I don't know why I did the things I did. I don't know why I said the things I said. Pride's like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you.
I know I made you cry, but oh, yeah. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Starting off sunny today with clouds increasing by temperatures climb to the teens and with winds calmer today. It'll actually feel like that. By tonight, we'll see a few flurries flying around with chance of snow through the overnight. And we could be waking up to a trace to a half an inch of snow on the ground tomorrow morning.
8 degrees at our studios.
CFW.
Seven CFW.
We are the homies. 1057 CFW.
1057 CFW.
I just died in your arms tonight. must have been something you said. I just died in your arms tonight.
CFW.
Beside the green, green grass, swing, swing,
1057 CFW.
Thank you. 1057 CFW.
CFW.
Somehow Glad you're enjoying the Valley's fun music on 105.7 CFW. Did you know that there's a second brand new station in town? Yeah. When you're in the mood to talk about the local issues that matter to the Valley and all of Wisconsin, you're going to want to tap into our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. For local issues and information, it's 93.5 The Tap. And for the Valley's fun music, keep on listening to 105.7 CFW. Go ahead, spread the word.
This is Pastor Brad Thomas at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. Jesus said, whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. We might call this counterintuitive. Jesus calls this life and salvation in him. Join us Sunday as we celebrate life in Christ, 9 a.m. on 105.7 FM and at 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. Jesus Christ is here for you.
WCFW News. I'm James Kelly. A Weston man has been sentenced to 7 years in prison for possession of 40 grams or more of fentanyl with intent to distribute. According to a press release from the Department of Justice, 34-year-old Jacob Gould entered a guilty plea to the charge on October 25th. Law enforcement authorities attempted to stop him after he visited his drug supplier, and he led police on a chase that reached speeds of 112 miles per hour. He was later arrested, and a bag containing 102 grams of fentanyl was recovered. The woman accused of driving through the Christmas Village at Irvine Park in Chippewa Falls is now facing more unrelated charges. According to the criminal complaint, Ebony Hudson is now accused of breaking a television in the Chippewa County Jail by hitting it repeatedly with a chair. Hudson was charged with felony bail jumping and criminal damage to property, in addition to the charges stemming from the Christmas Village incident. A competency exam for Hudson was ordered and is scheduled for February 28th. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
To the sun.